snowmelt for the past day or so has created some flooding problems, not only in Macomb County, but also flood warnings are still in effect for the Flint area, where some rivers are 3 feet above flood stage. In Macomb Township this morning, some stranded motorists had to be rescued from their cars after they drove into deep water at some intersections. We have several intersections closed at this hour because of flooding conditions. 26 Mile Road at North Avenue is closed because of flooding. 26 Mile at Indian Trail, also 21 Mile at Romeo Plank. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up. AccuWeather forecast is for a high of 28 degrees. Now 21 at Detroit Metro Airport, also 21 degrees at Detroit City Airport. WWJ News Time, 8:45. WWJ Sports, here's Mike Sinnott.
Contract negotiations with Tigers left fielder Bobby Higginson have reached an impasse, according to Higginson's agent, Ed Hayes. Higginson's in the final year of his contract, and there's doubt that the Tigers can sign Higginson to a multi-year contract extension. Higginson will make $5.4 million this season. Last year, Higgy hit 300 with 30 home runs and 102 RBIs. The Tigers did sign shortstop Davey Cruz to a one-year contract worth $3.2 million. Cruz hit 302 with 82 runs batted in last season. Tigers open the regular season on Tuesday, April the 3rd against the Minnesota Twins at Comerica Park. The future of the Continental Basketball Association is in doubt just one day after the league suspended play. Three of the 10 teams say they played their final game, and two teams say they have joined the International Basketball Association. The status of the Grand Rapids Hoops, Michigan's only CBA team, is unclear. The Hoops have played in Grand Rapids since 1989. College basketball, number 4 Michigan State plays at Minnesota tonight. The Golden Gophers actually lead the all-time series with the Spartans 53-44. In fact, Minnesota holds a 32-15 advantage in games played in Minneapolis. Opening tip in Minneapolis tonight, 8 o'clock. UDM hosts Wright State this afternoon at Callahan Hall. The Titans need a win to remain in the hunt for the MCC title. Titans are 16-8 overall, 6-3 in the league. Oakland University hosts Oral Roberts tonight. The Golden Grizzlies have lost three straight conference games. In college hockey, top-ranked Michigan State knocked off Alaska Fairbanks 4-1. Sophomore goalie Ryan Miller made 25 saves for the Spartans. Fifth-ranked Michigan iced Northern Michigan 3-1 last night. Sophomore Andy Hilbert scored the go-ahead goal, his 21st of the season. It was Red Berenson's 700th game as Wolverine head coach and his 442nd win. In the IHL, the Utah Grizzlies shut out the Detroit Vipers 3-0. Vipers have now been shut out for the seventh time in the last 15 games. The Vipers hope to snap a 10-game losing streak against the Kansas City Blades tomorrow night at the Palace. Red Wings and the Maple Leafs play Game 2 of their home-and-home series tonight in Toronto. Thursday night at the Joe, Kurt Maltby and Darren McCarty scored two goals to beat the Leafs 2-1. Red Wings are currently 32-16-4. You can listen to tonight's game on Team 1270 WXYT. With sports at 15:45 past each hour, I'm Mike Sennett on WWJ News Radio 950, your home for Pistons basketball.
WWJ News Time, 8:47.
A long flight can be the perfect opportunity to do things you might not have time for.